Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
And we're back, yeah. Now, we were talking to Mark McGann yesterday, who has played John Lennon on and off for over 40 years. You see, we're mad for biopics, and we're all talking about Paul Mescal and Barry Keoghan, who've just been cast as two of the Fab Four. But Peter Smith from Drimna was also destined to bag one role, and that one role was Phil Innett. He joins me now, straight from Vicar Street, where he's starring in a musical of the Thin Lizzy frontman's life. It's called Moonlight, the Philip Linnett... Philip?
Yeah, Philip Linnett Enigma. Yeah, that's the one.
You see, I say Phil Linnett.
It's a Dublin thing, even though I know you're not a dub. You're an adopted one at this stage.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a trope, really. Philip himself insisted on being called Philip Linnett.
Did he?
That was his name.
So we've got it wrong all these years.
Yeah.
Peter, good afternoon. Will we play just a little bit of Thin Lizzy to get us in the humour? There you go, Peter. So, Moonlight, the Philip Linnett enigma.
Indeed.
That's the way you say it. That's the official way. And Vicar Street last night, how did it go?
Fantastic. I mean, listen, the theatre themselves have been very, very good to us. You know, they've put on the three shows tonight, last night, and then next week, the 9th, all completely sold out. All your mob, the big noises, the press are coming in. They've taken all their seats, of course, the freebies, the champagne and all that. And then we'll be back in June, same venue, 20th, 21st, 22nd, and then we go down to Limerick. So yeah, it's exciting, and we've got offers pretty much from all over the world to go everywhere, you know.
How long has this been in the pipeline for you, Peter?
For me, since I was about 19, 20. You know, I met...
What age are you now?
I'm 46.
Wow.
You know, so, I mean, I'm older than Philip Linnett ever was, which is tragic and sad in a lot of ways. But, you know, I mean, it's one of those things that, as an actor, you have to scratch that itch. And luckily, you know, in my case, black doesn't seem to crack. So I'm getting away with it. But no, it's an honour. It's an honour piece. And yeah, so far so good. People seem to be enjoying themselves.
And you have a lot in common with Philip.
Mm.
You've obviously gone over them in your head so many times. So list them out for us.
Well, I'm from Drimna, you know, which is Dublin 12. And we have our own, as you know, we have our own language, we have our own way of communication. And we have our own culture. Philip was very much at the forefront of that, alongside a myriad of others. So that, you know, kind of a lot of people, I've just asked outside by one of your other guests, are you in character or is that the way you really talk? I was like, no, that's where I'm from, kind of thing. So yeah, and obviously my family background, I do come from what would be, have been classically referred to as a broken home, broken family, a single parent family with challenges. And I was raised by my neighbours and my grandparents. And
Dad, what was your relationship with your dad?
Non-existent.
Right.
My father came into my life for my first time on television, when I was knocking around with you boys.
Yeah.
But the Scratch Saturday days and all that stuff way back in the late 90s. And one of his friends kind of saw me on TV, and then there was kind of lots of communication, but he's in the United States. Between the jigs and the reels, it never actually worked for us to meet.
Right.
So there's a lot of there's a lot of similarities, shall we say.
And what was his story, your dad? So he was in Ireland studying.
Doing a master's degree.
Right.
Yeah, he met my mother. They had and I was the product of a very brief but passionate dalliance, as they say.
And you met Philip's mother, Philomena.
I did. She was wonderful. She was only interested, however, in talking to me for about 10 minutes, and she immediately wanted to talk to my mother. So she took my number and went out to the hall of her house and spent the next 2 hours on the phone to my mother, because I think she said she wanted to see if I was the real deal or if I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth,
right,
shall I say.
And you wanted her to okay you playing Philip?
Absolutely, because at the time I'd spoken, I think it was Neil Jordan's people, and Ollie Hennessy, who I was knocking around with at the time doing a lot of music stuff, brought me out to Sutton to meet her, because it was very much, it was her book, the movie at the time was based on her book, and she needed to, yeah, you know, she needed to vet the people. And yeah, I think it was myself and Gary Dourdan at the time were in the frame, Gary from CSI, and she was like, okay, it's got to be you. If I like your mammy.
So there was talks of two movies over the years.
Yeah, I met
Neil Jordan. You mentioned already.
That's right. And I met with
Jim Sheridan.
Jim, back in 2017, and that was the closest to happening. I know Jim had a script and everything, and I walked into the audition. I'll never forget it. I deliberately didn't sing because you know yourself, Ray. We know each other. I've sang before, and I didn't want that to be the thing. I wanted him to cast me as an actor. Mm. So I walked in and I did recite a poem, Dublin, that Philip had written way back in 1970. He just put his arm in the air and he said, tell everybody else to go home and bring this gentleman to the next room. And then he said, is there any chance you could sing? I said, listen, I'll give it a bash. I'm not so sure. So I turned to Bruce Shields, who was in the room also. I said, what do you know? He said, well, I could sing. I can play Moonlight, Dancing in the Moonlight. Yeah, yeah. Do you know it? Or I'll give it a go. And a couple of verses in, he just turned around. He said, "Are you taking the, you know?"
Yeah.
But anyway, he was happy, but it just didn't happen. When I passed you in the doorway, well, you took me with a glance. I should have took that last bus home, but I asked you for a dance. Now we go steady to the pictures. I always get chocolate stains on my pants. And my father, he's going crazy. He says I'm living in a trance, but I'm dancing the moonlight. Dancing the moonlight.
We're talking to Peter Smith. He's playing Philip Lynott in Vicar Street. Is it on again tonight?
It is indeed.
Yeah.
Eight bells, sold out. But listen,
you're coming back in June.
Be back now. Be back in June 2021-22. There's still tickets available. And then we'll go down to Limerick. And then I think we'll go abroad and hopefully come back. Because there's no place like Ireland. And there's no place like Dublin. I'd do it. If you told me I had to do a year's run in Dublin, I'd do it.
Would you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of love for Philo.
Yeah, this is my city. This, and it was his city. Yeah. You know, he's an icon. I mean, the statue, you know, the impression I get, Ray, of people is that they miss him as a person. And that's right up my alley. Because when I don't live in Dublin anymore and I miss it, you know.
Yeah, you were saying you're a singer, and yes, that's well documented because you appeared on Pop Idols, Rivals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And out of that program came Girls Aloud.
Yeah, and it was an amazing experience.
And one true voice.
Yeah.
How did it end for you?
I ended up standing there and telling people I was 2 months too old to be part of the competition.
Right.
Yeah.
And the bad thing was Nadine.
Yeah, that's right.
She was there as well. She was too young for something.
She had been too young for pop stars in Ireland.
In Ireland, yes.
And obviously they let her slip through the net. Bizarrely, because she's one of the best singers ever to come out of this country. So she ended up in Girls Aloud, where, you know, being 17, 18 didn't matter. They were a terrific act. And Nadine made her career from that.
So they were putting together a boy band on it.
Yeah, yeah. And a girl band.
Right. And you were down to the final number, eight, I think, or so. And then you came out and said, I'm 2 months old.
Yeah, well, the truth is, Ray, and I'll call it straight. There were a few people had contacted the show to say, because Hazel Cainswarren had gone 2 weeks earlier. She was 10 days too old. And Hazel's a great
singer. From Dove. Yeah.
That's right. Great girl, as you know. And you know, we all know the Cainswarrens. And a couple of people sent emails. Oh, I think Peter's the same age as Hazel. So they done me a favour, because I would have ended up in One True Voice, to be honest. Which is never wanted to go down that route. Let's be honest with each other.
Yeah, and the judges there and the mentors, Louis Walsh, Jerry Halliwell, and Pete Waterman.
Yeah, lovely people.
Yeah. And Louis was looking at you in disbelief, as if to say, why are you telling them you're 2 months old? Yeah.
What are you doing? But, you know, he didn't know what was going on, despite what he says. He didn't. And his thing from the start was, look, it doesn't matter about your age. And it shouldn't.
No.
I mean, you wouldn't get away with it now, Ray.
Can I ask you just, because it's a long time ago, so it doesn't really matter now. So Davina McCall was the presenter.
She was.
Was it set up, or did they know you were going to do that?
Davina was told about 15 minutes beforehand that it would be announced. Because I remember Jonathan Bullen brought me into a room and said, listen, people have called in. The reason we're doing it this way is that yourself, Daniel and Anton are sharing 1 million votes each. The rest of the lads are on about 200,000 votes between them. So you are coasting into the band. So we have to do this.
Right. Back to Moonlight, the Philip Lynott enigma. So it's spoken word and it's singing.
Absolutely.
And there's a full band and there's visuals.
Yeah.
It's the multimedia type thing.
Musical theatre. As you know, you used to come to see us in the old days in the Panto. So it's
no,
music, I didn't. It's there. It's musical. Oh, yes, you did. Musical theatre all the way.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I mean, Páraic Uilinsic, who was the lead in The Courier, is doing an unbelievable tour as Brendan Behan. It's worth seeing him alone.
Brendan Behan's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I know, but it's a what if piece, Ray.
Right.
You know, what it does is an honour piece to really promote Philip's place as an artist.
As if Philip Lynott is looking back in his life.
Absolutely.
Right.
Like as if Eamon Andrews is there, this is your life, except it's Brendan Behan.
I remember watching Emer Reynolds' documentary, which is brilliant.
Emer's amazing.
Yeah, Philip Lynott, Songs for a While I'm Away.
Yeah.
And what struck me, which I'd never realised before, is what a brilliant lyricist.
Oh, God, yeah.
Phil Lynott was.
A poet, Ray.
Yeah.
A poet. I mean, Philip had a way with words and rhythm, the rhythm of words that... I mean, there's a lot of guys out there who write, but very few people who will write stuff that really resonates with you. And that's in the rhythm and the message. People like Philip, Oscar Wilde, Brendan Behan, that's what they had. You know, a lot of people struggle to understand that.
The show puts Philip Lynott in the same world as Oscar Wilde
Absolutely,
and Brendan
Behan. Because, you know, too many people, John has deliberately, the writer has deliberately stayed away from the salacious stuff. No one's interested in that. We all have bad habits, myself included, by the way. However, it's all about putting Philip on a pedestal where he belongs, alongside the great Irish writers and poets.
Yeah. One of the great Thin Lizzy songs. I'm still in love. And that album, Live and Dangerous.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
One of the best live albums ever recorded.
Well, certainly, I think the...
What a showman.
Yeah, I mean...
That's a big responsibility on your shoulders, Peter.
Yeah, it is. Well, look, you can't get out there and give versions. I mean, there are original songs in there that Danny has written, and that's great to drive the narrative. But when you're stepping on Lizzie songs, you better know what you're doing. Mm. And luckily, we've got the great Larry Hogan from Dublin Studio Hub, who's the master of ceremonies from a musical perspective. And he, believe you me...
He's worked on The Voice.
If you drop a beat, if you drop anything, Larry is on top of you.
He's
what
the
a
maestro.
Man.
Oh, and Eric Bell?
Eric's with us. The secret's out. So Eric comes out and he does his bit at the start, yaps at the crowd. They love it. Then at the end, I might be surprised.
Does he play it?
He certainly does. He comes out towards the end and he does what Eric Bell does. He's one of the greatest Irish... guitarist full stop of all time.
You don't play bass?
I don't. No. I don't. We're not going to mock that. We're not going to.
Yeah. Do you wear leather trousers?
I don't wear leather, but they are skinny jeans. You know, some of the lads that are out there that know me are like, yeah, you're taking a risk there, aren't you?
What struck me listening back to the Thin Lizzy songs was that a lot of that sort of ilk, a lot of that music was shouty. But he still had that lovely soulful voice over the rock.
And that was the difference.
Yeah.
That was the difference. The clarity of messaging.
Yes.
You know, I mean...
The clarity of messaging.
There you go. You know yourself. I mean, a lot of that orchestral stuff that you do. I saw the Brian Kennedy night.
Yes.
That was I mean, Brian is my favourite Irish singer. Amazing. Along with Danny O'Donoghue. Like, for me, it's got to be a clear message.
Mm.
It's got to be. Don't believe me about
So you were saying you're living in Barcelona.
I am indeed, 11 years. Nearly.
Yeah. Mm. And you miss Dublin.
I do.
And why can't you live in Dublin?
Well, you never know. I mean, I'm talking to a few friends of mine about, you know, being back and forth. Obviously, I live in Barcelona, but my home will always be Dublin. Always. Yeah. You know, I love it here. And the more I'm here, the more you know yourself, Ray. We're Irish. We always come home.
Yeah. So proud of Peter. He's a lovely child, teenager, adult, talented and hardworking. Has done himself... Drimina and Ireland proud. All the best for the future. Joe and Mary Roach. Carrow Road.
Yeah. I know them well.
Yeah.
Me neighbours.
What a lovely man, says Colette. I know Philo's two daughters, and that's how they pronounce Lynott. Lynott, like that man there, says Maureen in Mohill. At long last, Philip Lynott's name is being pronounced properly. Can't wait to see Peter in it. So it's all out this run. You're enjoying it.
Loving it,
yeah. Well, you've waited long enough.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's waited. And that's the sense that you get when the crowd comes in, that they're like, right, get on the stage. And listen, you know me, I dragged them all up on the stage if I could. There was fellas in the front row with all the T-shirts. And your instinct is to get them up, but you can't, you know.
And do people do a double take? Because I know you don't normally wear your hair out.
No.
You normally wear a short.
But I do.
But you've grown it for the part. Do people do a double take?
I'll put you this way. Walking up and down Grafton Street is an interesting experience. Yeah. And sometimes I go into Brussels just for the free beer, you know?
Oh, yeah. And you stand beside the statue, do you?
No, people would say the statue has more talent than you, Peter.
They're mean. That's not true. So it's coming back. So June 20th, 21st, 22nd to Vicar Street and University Concert Hall in Limerick on June 24th. Aikenpromotions.com. Moonlight, the Philip Lynott Enigma, and then the world.
Well, we'll see. You know, the big noise is the Lloyd Webbers of this world are looking at us and they're kind of saying, do you fancy London? We're looking at New York. There's a lot of people with more money than even you or I, Ray. Yeah. Well, maybe me.
No,
looking at
me as well.
So we'll see where it goes.
Well, good luck with everything. Great to see you again.
And thanks very much for having me. You're very good.
No, appreciate it. Good luck.